You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're listening to 95BFM Breakfast. My name's Zoe. I am the producer, usually. But today it's just me in the studio, and Jemima are a couple of rooms away doing the news because it's alert level 4. We've still got a great show lined up for you, though, and right now we have Guy Montgomery on the line. How's it going, Guy?
It's going okay. Thank you, Zoe. How are you doing? Can I say you're doing an outstanding job?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's going good. BFM radio, it always pulls through, even in COVID. So shout out to everybody doing all the good stuff from home.
Absolutely. And shout out to you for doing good stuff from the freaking studio.
Yeah, freaking studio. It's all go, me and Jemima.
Pretty cruisy morning for the traffic report.
We don't do the traffic during lockdown.
Well, I'll do one for you.
All right.
It's pretty cruisy.
And that was your traffic on 95BFM. Do you want to do a surf report as well? Nah.
It's pumping, but I'm so sorry. You just got to stay in the house.
Mm-hmm. And there you have it. Do you have any plans for lockdown? You were meant to be here right now doing what I'm doing.
Yes. No, the main plans I have are cancelled plans. So I had sort of activities, a variety of professional and personal sort of fun things and obligations I'd lined up in the
Was this going to be an obligation or a fun thing?
No, this was something I was very excited for. I'd picked out my radio outfits.
Oh.
Vital to be wearing the right outfit when you're on the radio, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I had a whole, I had some records to bring in. I had all these songs lined up. And I even had some intro, I had quips. I was armed with quips. But alas. They've all been put to bed. But instead, I had a little bit of a lie-in.
Nice.
And I just had some breakfast with my family. We had some scrambled eggs and a cup of coffee.
That sounds very, very good. Very hearty.
Yeah, and I was eating the breakfast, as you were saying on the show at one point, you were saying, you're listening to 95BFM Breakfast. And I thought, I really am.
You really are, and now you're on 95BFM Breakfast, and everyone can hear you.
That's right. But no, so there's been very little sort of contingency planning for how to fill a week. As a comedian, a lot of the work requires you physically being in a different room.
So yes.
You don't just supplant that to the house.
Is it hard doing funny stuff in a global pandemic?
For a long time, and hopefully for more time, New Zealand has kind of become this cultural hub where we've been able to do comedy in a way the rest of the world has had to, put on hold. Like, live comedy has been back and humming in New Zealand for so much longer than it was elsewhere. It's certainly like it's difficult to get more solidity in your mental health, which can make it hard to be funny.
Mm.
But I don't know. I'll tell you right now, I don't think I'm going to be particularly funny for the next week. And I know that my partner and our daughter are listening to the radio in the other room, so they'll be devastated to hear that I'm going to be very serious.
Oh, dear. You've had quite a big year, and at the moment people might know you from Taskmaster Season 2. How was that? How was filming that? Because I'm loving the show. It's so good. How was your experience doing it?
It was the greatest job I've ever had, and it was so much fun to do. It's almost bittersweet working on it because as a comedian you only get to do it once. And so as much as you're enjoying it, you are thinking in your head, I'm not going to get to do this again. It's just like it was such a great time doing the tasks. You go out to the house and they've set all these fun sort of assignments for you, and they film you, and you're just responding to what's in front of you. Like, there's no way that you can prepare for the job, which as a comic is the dream.
Yeah,
and then the studio component, they shoot all of that after the fact. So after we've filmed all the tasks, you get to go down and you sit in the studio with the other comedians who have done the same thing, and you just watch it all back and you see other people's responses. And the sort of the joy that you see on the screen is exactly the joy we experienced in seeing all of that back for the first time.
It's one of those shows that when I watch it, I'm always like, oh man, like that looks so fun. Like, I wish I could go and do those tasks. So is it is as fun as it looks.
It's exactly as fun as you imagine. It's also, there are undulating highs and lows. There are some tasks and some moments where you feel like you feel very exposed when you're doing Taskmaster. You can't put up any facade, you know. You are purely yourself. And if you try to put up a facade, it will crack because you're put under various different ludicrous points of pressure.
Were there were there any points during the show where you were like, what have I gotten myself into? What am I doing?
Yes, there were. Some tasks were cut, so they overshoot, so they shoot more tasks and will make the television edit. And I feel happy I was mortified by myself on the day on set, but I don't know that I'm allowed to do this, but what the heck, it's a pandemic, I'm feeling vulnerable.
The rules have gone out the window.
There's a task, and the task was quite simply, do the stupidest thing. And when you're being filmed and, you know, you're sort of articulating what your thought process is out loud, I sort of got myself stuck on this train of thought, which was, well, putting my penis in a toaster would be pretty stupid.
Oh, my God.
And so I got the camera crew to follow me into the kitchen, and I turned the toaster on.
What?
And I put my penis in the toaster, and I looked down the camera, and I said, COVID-19 isn't real. And I thought, that was the stupidest thing I could possibly do at the time.
Oh God.
Under pressure.
Oh God.
And then I spent a huge amount of time afterwards worried by my behavior and my choices. And then it got struck from the TV record for other reasons than my own behavior. And then now I'm just reliving it all by saying it out loud on the radio.
I don't really know how to respond to that.
Well, the question was there anything that you did which you sort of, you couldn't believe yourself?
Yeah, well.
And the answer was decidedly yes.
Someone's texted in, please bring back Spelling Bee Guy. Any plans for that?
Oh, yeah. I wondered about that. I started that in the big lockdown last year. It's called Guy Montgomery's Guy Mont Spelling Bee. And I'd create a spelling bee and host it online with various different comedians. It's not a 0% chance, but it does require a bit of work on my end, so I just have to see how the motivation levels are. But I appreciate people, you know, requesting it, and the six episodes I recorded last year are all available on YouTube. If you look up Guy Montgomery's Guy Mont Spelling Bee, you can relive them.
Very nice. So Auckland's in lockdown definitely for a week and potentially longer. Are you just going to be chilling out at home with your family?
Yes, I will be chilling out at home. There's a few shows I'm looking forward to watching. Panthers, which you're playing music from the soundtrack on TVNZ On Demand. All those episodes are there, so I'm looking forward to seeing that. We just finished White Lotus last night, which was a good time. I've gotten into this thing called reading, where we have all these books that have been purely ornamental, but what I've started doing is picking them up. And I leaf through them, and I read all the words on the page, and eventually a story unveils itself. It's a lot more laborious than television, but it does the trick.
How's that process been for you?
Well, it's been good. It's been really good. I'm reading a book right now. It's called, I can't remember what it's called. Hold on, let me get the actual book. It's called Nothing to See Here by an author called Kevin Wilson. And it's about this woman who has to look after these two children who, when they become agitated, they burst into freaking flames.
Oh, my God.
I know. And as you can imagine, that's a very difficult situation to be put into.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, as I sit at home and I think it would be nice to be able to leave the house, I also think at least I'm not looking after these children who continue to spontaneously combust.
It's all about perspective.
It truly is. So what are you going to do?
What am I going to do? I will be doing radio. And chilling out at home with my boyfriend, probably watching Taskmaster. That's my plan for the rest of the day.
I do love that. That's another recommendation. I mean, we've already given it, but Taskmaster, the first six episodes are all on demand. And it's going live tonight, the 7th at 8:30 p.m. on TV2.
Be there or don't, but you should.
Or don't. You're cool.
You have picked a song for us to play. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that track?
Oh, yeah. This is... It's by an artist called Laraji, who was quite a prodigious sort of ambient and noise musician, I think through the 80s. He collaborated with Brian Eno a little bit, and then an album got found a few years ago. And it's sort of the album as a whole isn't, it's not my favorite, but it's called Vision Songs Volume 1, and there's a song on it called I Can Only Bliss Out for Days.
Oh, I was wondering what, I read it as if days, and I was like, if days?
Oh, the if is like an if apostrophe days, but I imagine for days, you know, like for days.
That makes so much more sense.
And it's sort of, I think it's a song for our times. It's just I find it to be a very beautiful, very calming and reassuring song.
Nice. Well, let's give it a listen. And thank you so much, Guy Montgomery. Sorry you couldn't be in the studio, but it's so nice to chat.
That's okay. Thanks for calling me. Sorry I talked about my penis.
That's fine.
It's the breakfast show. I'm a damn fool for doing that. Have a great day. You're doing such a good job.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
I Can Only Bliss Out for Days. Lovingly picked for you by Guy Montgomery. You're on BFM. We've had a text come in asking Guy to write more Christmas songs. Maybe I should have played that one instead.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.